Okay, let's start listening to something from Playing for Change, the transglobal group assembled by Mark Johnson, and he'll be telling us more about it when we get to the end of this track. But let's take a listen to their version of Get Up, Stand Up. And lots of musicians on this track, and a couple of them that you'll probably be familiar with are Keith Richards and Keb Moe, amongst a number of other fine musicians on here. This is Playing for Change, Stand Up, Get Up, right here on 88.1 WDIY.
Won't you ever, no, never give up the fight.
Yeah, Playing for Change for their brand new album, which will be released next week with a really fine version of Get Up, Stand Up, featuring Keith Richards and Keb Mo, amongst various musicians on that track. And I have on the line with me the co-founder of Playing for Change, Mark Johnson. Mark, welcome to The Blend.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
I really appreciate you taking the time out. I know you're on a hectic tour right now, and I think you're down in Philadelphia right now playing at
work. Yep. Yeah, playing tonight at the World Cafe.
Yes, and then here in Bethlehem on Thursday evening, outdoors at the Levitt Pavilion, 7:30 p.m. on the Steel Stacks campus, and we are...
Well, we cannot wait.
Good, likewise. Yeah, we are really looking forward to it. Mark, tell us a bit about how... tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you came to form the Playing for Change, both the organization and the band, about a decade ago.
Well, I started Playing for Change when I was working in New York City. I was working as a recording engineer, and I was on my way to work one day in a subway station, and I saw these two monks painted all in white with robes on, one playing a nylon guitar and the other one was singing in a language I didn't understand. And then on this one day, I had to see everybody stop. You know, nobody gets on the train. And I looked around, and it was just all this diversity, a homeless man and a businessman and a little girl and an elderly person, and everybody making this music their own, you know, some people smiling and teardrops. And, you know, I got on the train and I went to work and I just realized, you know, the best music I ever heard in my life was on the way to the studio and not in the studio. And that's when I realized great music and art, they exist everywhere. They're moments in time.
You're right.
So I wanted to travel and try to find them as much as I could. So I built a mobile recording studio and hit the road.
And then you went around the world recording people in their own environments. And then I think, mixing music you recorded in different parts of the world?
Right. Well, since I was recording and making albums in a studio, you know, I realized I would bring that concept to the streets. So I travel with the same equipment we used to use with Paul Simon on the streets and some great cameras. And I record a musician playing a guitar in one country. And then I go to another country, put headphones on a Zulu choir, and they'll sing on top of that and so on. So each musician hears whoever had preceded them, and they create these songs around the world.
Interesting concept. And then after that, you actually then put together a touring band after the first album had come out, I think.
Right, exactly. You know, after the videos had gone viral, you know, and Stand By Me had been seen something like 50 million times, and we thought, wow, it would be amazing if all these musicians who had never met only through the videos were to get together on the same stage. So that's when we created the Playing for Change band. It's a band of 10 of the best musicians we'd met all over the world. They come from 8 different countries, and it's really a tangible example of the project. It just shows all these different cultures and styles of music uniting together to make something bigger than itself, and it's a really exciting thing to see.
I'll get back to talking about who'll be there at Bethlehem in the next break, but before that, tell me a little bit, that last track, Keith Richards was involved in it.
Right.
How did he come to get involved?
Well, Keith got involved because we had done a version of Gimme Shelter on our last album, Around the World, that had featured Taj Mahal.
Yep.
And he had seen it, so he'd approached me, and I got to go meet with him in New York City, and I remember him saying to me, you know, playing for change, that's the way music was meant to be. So I thought that was an amazing honor. And, you know, he just loves music, and this is a way to play with all these great different styles you'd never get to do in an organized recording studio. So yeah. I think for people like Keith, you know, it's a musical adventure.
Yeah, I can imagine sort of a holiday and getting away from the structures of the confines of the Stones.
Yeah, exactly. And you get to be a part of something very unique, you know, because all these different styles come together and they make something new.
Yeah, and even going back to the late 60s, I remember the Stones recording in Morocco and incorporating some Moroccan influences in their music at the time.
Music's in his veins.
Yep. I just played some Tenario one just before, and in fact, the guitar work on there, of course, the roots of the electric blues, and I guess Keith Richards would heavily relate to that.
And Tenarwin have been involved in our project. They've played with our band, and they're an amazing group.
They are absolutely phenomenal. Also, you had Keb Mo was on that last track as well. You've worked with him for a long time, I think.
Right. He's one of the sort of the founding inspirations for Playing for Change, because I used to record and mix albums for him as I was starting Playing for Change in Los Angeles. And, you know, he's just such an amazing person. And I remember him saying to me one time, I said, he said, the most important thing in life is to get up in the morning and create inspiration, and then you let it take care of itself. And, you know, that's a lot of times what's happening with this project, is you never know who's going to see it or who's going to be involved, but it's really there to connect and inspire everybody.
And the more connections you make, the more probability of it taking care of itself, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's take a listen to another piece off the new album. Really nice version of Reggae Got Soul. Tell us a bit about that track.
Yeah, well, this was awesome. I mean, you know, reggae music is just, it unites people all over the world. And we've been big fans of Toots and the Maytals. So this is one of his anthems. So we filmed him on a park bench and told him we would take the track around the world. And that includes some amazing musicians, including horn players in Kinshasa, Congo, Taj Mahal, Ernest Ranglin.
Yeah,
and the list goes on.
Yeah, Ernest Ranglin, absolutely. Yeah, magnificent from Jamaica, right? Guitarist.
Right, one of my favorite guitarists.
Yeah. Actually, I just played some Scar earlier on as well, but Ernest wasn't on it, but he was on the particular album. And let's take a listen to Reggae Got Soul and hang on the line, Mark, and we'll be back talking with you right after the track.
Thanks.
Reggae got soul, there's so much soul. Reggae got soul, got so much soul. Listen to the beat, we'll be dancing free. Rock your body like that, right on tongue like that. Reggae got soul, got so much soul. Come to my school, let me teach you all the rules. Grandmother can do it, grandfather can do it, do it all through the night. Grandmother can do it, grandfather can do it, do it and feel all right. The reggae got soul, got soul, my soul. Yeah, what's it? Reggae got soul, got soul, my soul. Body line, all the devil my feet go. When you listen to the music, makes you feel so good, make you wanna shout.
That's a beautiful piece. That Taj Mahal on the vocals there, right?
Yeah, Taj Mahal singing with Toots, two of my favorite singers in the world.
Yeah, right. And who was the horn player, the sax player?
Yeah, the horn players come from the rhythm section of the horns comes from Kinshasa, Congo. They're TPOK jazz, like of the lineage of Franco from the Congo. And then there's a saxophone player named Pauly Serra, who's from Los Angeles, who's also playing on the track.
Nice. Yeah, really nice warm tone. All right, that's a really nice piece. So you do quite a bit of reggae. Tell us on Thursday night, the sort of the musical mix that listeners might expect.
Right. I mean, you know, there's an amazing mix. Since the band comes from eight different countries, we have reggae, we have blues, there's soul, there's salsa, there's rumba, and then there's Zulu and funk all mixed together. So it's an amazing thing because you're going to hear familiar songs, and then you're going to hear arrangements and new songs that you've never heard before. And then also the band just has so much talent, you know, so many incredible singers in one band. So it's an unforgettable show.
Sounds really good. Just mentioning Taj Mahal before, of course, he's been involved in many multicultural collaborations, and makes me think of his work with the Malian kora player Tumani Jabate, and
right.
The work with his Hawaiian band. Was he actually sort of, did he figure as sort of an inspiration early on about doing these sort of multinational cross-cultural collaborations?
Right. Well, he's always been such an inspiration to me, you know. Taj Mahal is just one of my favorite musicians of all time. So I grew up listening to all those different collaborations, and I think in some part that really inspired me to just know that there's, you know, that there's no limits, and actually there's magic in trying new combinations of stuff, trying something new, which is, you know, what Taj is always doing, like with the records you mentioned and the ones in Zanzibar, and also, you know, Tumani Diabate is very much involved in the project, and his family is the people we built our new music school in Mali with, in Karina, Mali, with the Diabate family.
Wow, I wish I had more time to ask you about that. But that does raise, you have the Playing for Change Foundation, and that's a nonprofit raising money for music education around the world, I think.
Right. There's 9 music programs around the world. And then what we do is we work to connect all the kids together. So kids in America can meet kids in Africa through the music, you know, through recitals, performances, interviews, just the best way to get rid of prejudice, stereotypes, and make people feel more connected to the world.
Yeah, music absolutely is the best form of communication, getting over language and cultural barriers and political differences. Totally agree with that. Musicians who will be there on Thursday night, could you mention a few of them?
Yeah, sure. Some of the great musicians, one of them is, you know, Grandpa Elliot, who's been a leader in the Playing for Change band for a while. He was featured in our Stand By Me video. But he's also been on the streets of New Orleans for over 60 years.
Wow.
And just represents conviction and soul. He's an amazing singer, harmonica player. Then Clarence Milton Becker, another great singer from Holland, who also was on the Stand By Me video together. We have T.T. Sira, who's sort of an Aretha Franklin-style singer from Guguletu, South Africa. She's unbelievable. There's a couple of musicians, Mermans and Jason, they come from the Congo, play every instrument. We have an amazing guitar player on this tour, also Vasti Jackson from Mississippi, who plays a lot of slide guitar, steel guitar.
Nice.
Bass player from Venezuela. Keiko Komaki is an amazing piano player from Japan. So the list goes on. Also Tula, who's featured in a lot of our videos, from Israel, beautiful female singer. So, yeah, I mean, if you come to the show, you're going to see some of the most talented musicians from all over the world together on the stage.
Sounds really, really good. I saw in one of the press releases, Louis Malanga, the guitarist from South Africa, or originally from Zimbabwe. Is he still in the band?
Yeah, Louis comes to different concerts and should be there. It comes and goes for Louis. He's in the middle of, you know, balancing this tour out with some other stuff and back in Africa.
I hope we'll be there. But either way, you certainly have an amazing lineup. So just to remind everybody, we are talking with Mark Johnson, the co-founder of Playing for Change, both of the organization, the foundation, and of the band. And Playing for Change will be appearing right here in Bethlehem this coming Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. outdoors at the Levitt Pavilion. Come down there, bring a picnic, and enjoy listening to this multicultural, multinational band.
Right on.
There were loads of tracks I could have chosen to play, and you mentioned the New Orleans track that had the Preservation Jazz Band on it.
By the Riverside.
Right, which we didn't have time to play, and I think I'm going to take us out with a really nice version of Guantanamera.
Great.
Any parting comments, Mark, before we...
Well, just wanted to let everybody know the album comes out June 17th, Starbucks and all over wherever music is sold, and you can check out more about the project at playingforchange.com. We can't wait to see everybody Thursday night.
Okay, we are really looking forward to catching you on Thursday night. And I'm hoping the weather improves a little bit. There is some forecast of thunder in there, but forecasts are typically wrong. So I'm hoping it will clear and be a really fine evening, and looking forward to hearing you on Thursday evening.
All right, Mark, thank you so much for a chance to come and talk.
Good. Thank you so much for taking time out this afternoon, and I hope the concert goes really well in Philly tonight, and we will hear you.
All right, we'll see you soon.
See you on Thursday evening.
Thank you.
This is Playing for Change, performing Guantanamera. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Thanks, Phil.
Sincero, de donde crece la palma, yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma, y antes de morir me quiero echar mis versos del alma. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Con que vivo, cardón y oruga cultivo, cultivo una rosa blanca.